ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीयुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 2 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड महाराज निमी मीट्स द 9 योगेंद्रस टेक्स्ट 8। अहम् किल पुरा अनन्तं प्रजा अर्थः भुवि मुक्तिदं अपूजयम् न मोक्षाय मोहितः देवमायया। अहम् किल पुराणन्तम् प्रजार्थो भुवि मुक्तिदम् अपूजयम् न मोक्षाय मोहितो देवमायया। अहम् किल पुराणन्तम् प्रजार्थो भुवि मुक्तिदम् अपूजयम् न मोक्षाय मोहितो देवमायया। अहम् किल पुराणन्तम् प्रजार्थो भुवि मुक्तिदम् अपूजयम् न मोक्षाय मोहितो देवमायया। अहम् किल पुराणन्तम् प्रजातो भुवि मुक्तिदम् अपूजयम् न मोक्षाय मोहितो देवमायया। अहम् किल पुराणन्तम् प्रजातो भुवि मुक्तिदम् अपूजयम् न मोक्षाय मोहितो देवमायया। अहम् किल पुराणन्तो प्रजार्थो भुवि मुक्तिदम् अपूजयम् न मोक्षाय मोहितो देवमायया। अहम् किल पुराणन्तम् प्रजार्थो भुवि मुक्तिदम् पूजयम् न मोक्षाय मोहितो देवमायया। अहम् किल पुराणन्तम् प्रजार्थो भुवि मुक्तिदम् अपूजयम् न मोक्षाय मोहितो देवमायया। अहम् आय किल इंडीड पुरा लॉन्ग अगो अनंतम द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड हु इज अनलिमिटेड प्रजार्थः वांटिंग अ चाइल्ड भुवि ऑन द अर्थ मुक्तिदम the Lord, who awards liberation, apujayam I worshipped namokshaya not for liberation mohitaha bewildered devamayaya by the illusory energy of the Lord. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: in a previous birth on this earth, I worshipped the Supreme Lord Ananta, who alone can award liberation. But because I desired to have a child, I did not worship Him for liberation. Thus, I was bewildered by the Lord's illusory energy. So part of the purport has been covered by His Grace Sridhama Sakha Prabhu yesterday. So I will read the concluding part. Vasudev lamented that he had desired Krishna to come to him as a son, instead of desiring to go back to Krishna, back to Godhead, to serve the Lord in the spiritual sky. Commenting on this incident in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada has emphasized that we should desire to go back home, back to Godhead, rather than try to bring the Lord to this world as our son. Nor can we artificially imitate the severe penances Vasudeva and Devaki performed for thousands of heavenly years in their previous births as Sutapa and Prishni. In this connection, Srila Prabhupada states, if we want to get the Supreme Personality of Godhead to become one of us in this material world, this requires great penance. But if we want to go back to Krishna, tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti sorjuna, we need only understand Him and love Him. Through love only, we can very easily go back home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada goes on to explain that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu freely bestows the benediction of love of Krishna, which allows one to return to Krishna's abode, through the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. This chanting process is far more effective in this age than artificial attempts to perform severe penances and austerities. Srila Prabhupada concludes, therefore, one need not undergo severe penances for many thousands of years. One need only learn how to love Krishna and be always engaged in His service. Sevon mukhehi jivhadav swayam eva spuratyada. Then, one can very easily go back home, back to Godhead. Instead of bringing the Lord here for some material purpose, to have a son or whatever else, if we go back home, back to Godhead, our real relationship with the Lord is revealed, and we eternally engage in our eternal relationship. By chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, we gradually develop our eternal relationship with the Supreme Person, and thus attain the perfection called Swarup Siddhi. We should take advantage of this benediction and go back home, back to Godhead. Purport to the 38th verse of the 3rd chapter of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Although Vasudev and Devaki desired that Krishna become their son, it should be understood that they are devotees eternally situated in love of Krishna. As stated by the Lord Himself in Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 10, chapter 3, text 39, Mohitau Deva Mayaya. Vasudev and Devaki, His pure devotees, were covered by His internal potency. In the 4th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 4, chapter 1, text 20, the great sage Atri Muni prayed to the Lord, Prajam Atma Samam Mahyam Prayachatu. Kindly be pleased to offer me a son exactly like you. Atri Muni said he wanted a son exactly like the Lord, and therefore, he was not a pure devotee. Because he had a desire to be fulfilled, and that desire was material. If he had desired the Supreme Personality of Godhead as his child, he would have been completely free of material desires, because He who would have wanted the supreme absolute truth, but because he wanted a similar child, his desire was material. Thus, Atri Muni cannot be counted among the pure devotees. Vasudeva and Devaki, however, did want the Lord Himself, and therefore they were pure devotees of the Lord. In this verse, therefore, Vasudeva's statement, Apujayam na mokshaya, mohito deva mayaya, should be taken to mean that Krishna's eternal potency bewildered Vasudeva, so that he would desire Krishna as his son. This paved the way for the Lord's appearance as the son of his loving devotees. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschate Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So I just arrived this morning. I was at home with my father. So I came from Vasai. Very funny incident happened in the morning, which I thought I will share with you. I had planned to take a particular train from Vasai to Grant Road, which was at 4:57 a.m. Those who are, I mean, this will be more comprehensible to those who are aware about the Mumbai suburban train systems. But still, please bear with me. So, this train was supposed to leave from Vasai at 4:57 a.m. And it was a fast train, that means from Borivali it would not stop at many intermediate stations, just stop at few stations on the way. But when I reached the station, I reached a little early, around 10 minutes early, and the previous train was yet to come, the one train before that train which I was planning to take. And that I had checked on that, but that train was like from Vasai till Andheri, it was a slow train. That means even between Borivali and Andheri, it was stopping at all the intermediate stations. So that is why I had made a conscious decision, I won't take the train, I'll take the next train. But since I was there at the platform, train was yet to come, it came 1 minute after I reached the platform. So I said, okay, let me board this train. It will take me before the other train, so I'll spend some more time in the temple. So I boarded the train. And then the train reached Borivali. So I was like, you know, thinking, oh, from Borivali this train should go on to the fast track, so that there is no way the other train will overtake. But then from Borivali again the train continued on the slow track till Andheri. And just as, you know, I was fearful, when the train was at our, my slow train was at Jogeshwari, I saw the other train which was supposed to come from behind, it overtake us and go ahead. So I was like, oh, I should have taken that train. Why I took this train? You know, see, oh train aage chala gaya. So my whole purpose of boarding the train which was before that was defeated. So then I was sitting in the train reached Andheri station. So on Andheri station I saw, my train was standing on this platform, on the slow platform, and I saw that train was still standing there. Because it had come before time, the railway authorities, whoever managed the things, trains, they had made it stop for extra time. And they signaled our train to go ahead. And from Andheri onwards, again this train went on to the fast track, so there was no way that that train would overtake us. So again I thought, oh, this is a better choice I made. So this is, you know, how conditioned living entities like us, we always want the better deal. You know, what will make me go ahead? What will take me ahead? At Borivali station, I was at Andheri, you know, when the train overtook me, I was thinking, oh, I should have taken that train. But then at Andheri, when my train started going ahead, I was like, oh, good, this is a good choice, I am going ahead. So always we are looking for the better deal. And apparently, in this verse, if we see what Vasudeva is expressing, you know, the kind of lamentation he is expressing, it seems something like the lamentation of a conditioned living entity. Oh, why did I ask for Krishna as my son? Why did I do that? Rather, I should have asked for Krishna. He said, the purport says, Vasudev lamented that he had desired Krishna to come to him as a son, instead of deciding to go back to Krishna, back to Godhead, to serve the Lord in the spiritual sky. So it seemed like, you know, I want a better deal. Why did I do this? Oh, I should have actually decided to worship Krishna and wanted to go back home, back to Godhead and serve Krishna in the spiritual world. Why I asked for something? Oh, apparently it seems like that, but we have to understand that every personality, every character, every pastime that we read in the Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, where we see that the personality is apparently thinking that they have made a mistake, or they are lamenting, or they actually make some mistake, but we should understand that they are such exalted personalities that they find a mention in Srimad Bhagavatam. Sukadeva Goswami, if we understand the context in which the Srimad Bhagavatam is spoken, the urgency in which it is spoken, where Parikshit Maharaj has just 7 days remaining to live, and he wants to know how he should spend these 7 days so that he can have the best possible result. He can go back home, back to Godhead. And therefore Sukadeva Maharaj is narrating to him the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Sukadeva Goswami, it's a very challenging task for Sukadeva Goswami to narrate those pastimes which are beyond the dharma, artha, kama, moksha, dharma, projati, kaitava, which are beyond kaitava dharma, which are only going to talk about the real dharma of pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So simultaneously, along with speaking this pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has to, you know, parallelly, he has to do a lot of, for lack of a better word, he has to edit it before presenting it. Because if we see, there are so many pastimes which are presented in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which if we read in some other Puranas, in some other scriptures, the presentation is totally different. And a person might draw a totally different conclusion from those same pastimes. A very classic case is one of the descriptions of Srimad Bhagavatam is that Purana where the pastime of Vritrasura is mentioned. And that's how Bhagavat Purana is described. Now why this particular pastime of Srimad Vritrasura is mentioned? Is like, you know, because in almost all the other Puranas, I mean, I cannot say very authoritatively because I cannot claim to have read all the other Puranas, but what I have heard from senior devotees, in most all other Puranas, the pastime of Vritrasura is presented in such a way that Vritrasura is presented as the villain and the demigods headed by Indra are presented as the heroes, the saviors of the world. But it's only in Bhagavatam, the other aspect, the other facet of this whole pastime is presented in the form of from the perspective of the of pure devotional service. And how Vritrasura, he is projected as such a pure devotee of the Lord. So he is projected as a hero of the whole pastime. But that doesn't mean that Indra has been projected as the villain. He is just like one of the characters there. So the thing is, all the pastimes which are there in Srimad Bhagavatam, they are presented with one aim in mind, just one aim. And that is to explain to the living, conditioned living entities what is the purpose of life. These basic questions. Who am I? Who is God? What is my relationship with God? And in order to establish this, because we should understand, Vasudeva also is not an ordinary conditioned living entity like us. He may be exhibiting characteristics like us, wanting something better, always wanting a better deal. Why I chose this? Oh, I should have chosen that. You know, something like that. But actually, he is a personality whom the Lord himself chose to be his father in his manifest pastimes in this material world. So if the Lord chooses somebody to be his pastime, like to be his father during his pastimes, that means that particular personality has to be, that living entity has to be a very special personality. So therefore, we should try to understand what we as conditioned living entities can understand from these pastimes, from such statements which such exalted living entities make. What is the take-home message for us? So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his instructions to Srila Sanatana Goswami, he says, Veda Shastra kahe sambandha abideya prayojan, Krishna prapya sambandha bhakti praptera sadhan. Vedic literatures give us information about the living entity's eternal relationship with Krishna, which is called sambandha. The living entity's understanding of this relationship and his acting accordingly is called abhideya, and returning home back to Godhead is the ultimate goal of life and is called prayojan. So, just like we have this example that many devotees give in the sixth session Gita course, what are all the scriptures that we read? Various scriptures which are presented in various bona fide faiths around the world. There are various scriptures which are given. So there is Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, there is the Quran, there is Bible. So many scriptures are given. So what are actually these scriptures? So many devotees give this very nice example that just as when a particular manufacturer, he manufactures a machine or a device. So along with the machine or the device, he also provides, it is mandatory for him to provide a manual, a user's manual, how to use this particular device or this machine. Not only how to use it in the sense that so that he will not accidentally damage the device, not just how to use it, but also in sense that rather than damaging, in a sense, the user's manual explains in what way should this device or this machine be used so that we get the best possible use of it. You know, it's not just don't use it like this, otherwise this will happen. Like, there is information about that. If it's an electrical device, then there is information about what is the operating temperature, what are the operating voltages, so that it doesn't get damaged. But also there is information about what are the various features of that particular device, what are the various advantages that you can take out of that device so that you can get the best possible use of the device. You know, suppose if it's a camera, then there is various information about how to focus the lens, what are the focusing, for what you use, how do you focus for various, you know, if you want a close-up, if you want a long, various aspects are there. But how to use it in a best possible way so that you get the best possible picture with a camera. So similarly, if you understand in the first place, the first question, who am I? What is our identity, true identity? Then we understand that we are not this body. Rather, this body is a machine or a device given to us to be used by us. And therefore, along with the device, if some mundane, small-time manufacturer of this world, if it is mandatory for that particular person to provide a user's manual, can we think that the entire intelligence which created this whole manifestation, cosmic manifestation, will not provide a user's manual? So they have provided, the Lord has provided user's manual in the form of scriptures. So therefore, if you understand, Vedanta Sutra says, what is our relationship with the Lord? Janmadi asya yataha. So all that we see in this cosmic manifestation, which is manifest in front of us, has come from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even in Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, he says, Aham bija pradap pita. I am the seed-giving father. So therefore, if you understand this relationship, then and only then it is possible that if you understand the relationship of the living entity with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then only then there is possible that there might be some kind of a loving relationship between all the living entities. Nowadays we find there are so many different ways people, sometimes it is by dialogue on a global level at the level of the United Nations, or there is, if the dialogue fails, then there is by the pointing a gun. But the various different ways people want to establish peace. Ultimately everybody says that we want peace. We want peace and loving relationship between individuals, between family members, between people in one country and between different countries, you know, from a micro level to macro level. But the basic ingredient of understanding, like nowadays, some people are trying to, trying to see that there is proper peace and everybody is scared that now peace will be disturbed because only one faith has got a lot of political power, other faiths are not having so much political power. But ultimately, if this basic understanding that we are not this body, very basic stuff, and then, okay, who are we, where have we come from, what is our relationship with God, because only then it is possible. Prabhupada says very nicely that in Bhagavad Gita, those who do not accept the principle of a God, you know, that is the problem with this material world, especially in today's civilization. Prabhupada used to say this when he was here on this in this planet. He used to say that in the 1970s and now 50 years also down the line, because it is Kali Yuga, it is just manifesting more and more in a more explicit manner. Maybe when Prabhupada was there at that time, it was not so explicit in India. It was a little hidden. But now it has become very explicit even in India. The fact that there are more and more people who do not accept the principle of existence of God. And because we do not accept the principle of existence of God, there is no God, so therefore, there is no relationship between all the different living entities, from individuals to different countries. And because there is no relationship, there is no reason people feel that why I should accommodate or why I should have some sort of a relationship, why I should try to please the other person. In this relationship, Prabhupada gives a very nice example. Of course, even today in India, it will be difficult, but Prabhupada used to give that example in 1970s. In India, it will be very difficult to find an example like that today, but still, I will just tell you the example. Prabhupada said, just as in India, there used to be joint families, big joint family, you know, so many brothers, their families all staying together, and then their kids getting married. So therefore, if there are three generations of people staying in one family, and the youngest son, he gets married. Now when he gets married, this girl who comes as his bride, she comes from a totally different family. And her relationship is only with her husband. She is not related to any of the other family members, in a direct sense. But because her relationship is with her husband, Prabhupada says, and the center point of her, so-called her universe, is her husband. So she wants to please her husband. So she wants to, what pleases her husband, she will do that. So her husband already has a relationship with all the members of his extended joint family. His uncles, aunts, nieces, nephews, his grandfather, grandmother, father, mother, so many people are there in the family, and he has got a very nice loving relationship, cordial relationship with every member of the family. So therefore, if this bride who comes to the family, if the relationship with her husband is the center of her life, then pleasing her husband becomes the most important part for her. And pleasing her husband is very important. So therefore, she will do whatever pleases her husband. So she will have a cordial, loving relationship with every member of the extended family. So similarly, Prabhupada, just by this one small example, of course now it is very difficult even for Indians to conceive of such a thing. But still, we can understand the example, and it makes so much sense. So therefore, relationship is there. Only thing is, it has to be revived. Like this famous verse, Krishna, what is that? Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunoi. Shravanadi Suddha Chitte Karaho Uday. It just has to be revived or rekindled. It is there, dormant. It is already there. So how do we rekindle this kind of, how do we do that? How do we rekindle our relationship with Krishna? How do we understand? So an interesting statistic I was reminded, some of the devotees who go for GBC meetings or the leadership sangha, they might be aware of this particular statistic. For those who don't know, this is a very interesting and thought-provoking statistic. So at the plenary session in 2016, that is last year, at the leadership sangha, there was a survey taken to find out how many leaders of ISKCON. It was a ISKCON leadership sangha. That means the meeting of so many leaders of ISKCON from all over the world. So the survey was to find out how many leaders from ISKCON were reading Srila Prabhupada's books. So of the 1,200 leaders of ISKCON who had registered for that particular session, only 700 were left till that last plenary session. Many of them, their specific tasks or specific meetings that they were supposed to attend, they were all over, so they had already left for their centers. And only 700 were remaining for the last plenary session. And of those 700, only 250 members filled out the survey forms. So, on an average, of those 250 devotees who had filled out the survey forms, on an average, most of the leaders had been in ISKCON for at least 19 years they had spent in ISKCON. So result of the survey showed that the average number of times the 250 leaders had read Bhagavad Gita as it is was 4 times. Average number of times the leaders had read the Srimad Bhagavatam first canto was 1.8 times. I am talking about, not about the lay devotees, I am talking about leaders in ISKCON. And average number of times they had read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita was 0.9. So the reason, I mean the purpose of this particular bringing out these particular statistics here is not to show anyone down, but rather just to rekindle again. Because as Prabhupada says, like even in this verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to Sanatana Goswami, Veda Shastra kahe sambandha abideya prayojan. So as I said, these particular scriptures, maybe they may be Vedas, they may be Bhagavad Gita, they may be Srimad Bhagavatam, all these scriptures are user manuals for us. They are for us. Even Prabhupada used to emphasize so many times to his book distributors, I am very happy with the book distribution scores, but I will be even more happy if you read my books. Just as enthusiastically you go out to distribute my books, I will be even more happy if you read my books. Of course, sitting here and speaking in front of all these exalted Vaishnavas, who I know who are so much immersed, especially I take a lot of inspiration from the devotees who have spent 2 years in the Bhaktivedanta Vidyapit, studying so intensely. Just seeing them in the ashram and how they read, and that gives me a lot of inspiration. How their studies are there. Somehow, it's an inspiration for me. So when I read this, it is important for us to understand this, that we have to spend time reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because unless we read that, it is very difficult for us to rekindle our relationship with Krishna, to revive our relationship with Krishna, because that is where we get the knowledge that who is Krishna, who am I, who is Krishna, what is my relationship with Krishna. That is where the whole information is. So we won't be able to do that for ourselves, and as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, janma sarthak kari kara paropkar. Bharat bhumite haila janma yar. So those who have taken birth in this land of Krishna, it is a responsibility for all of us to ensure that, first of all, janma sarthak kari. First of all, we fulfill the purpose of our own life by studying Srila Prabhupada's books, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And after studying that, once we have understood what is our position, who am I, what is my relationship with Krishna, then going out in a fearless manner and preaching it to the world. Because only then there is some hope for this. In India, people say, oh, there is so much this, so much that, you know. We see certain aspects. It is, you know, it is very, very, people say you need political will, there is so much cow killing going on, all that is there. But why all that is happening? It's because of this basic understanding, the basic information which is missing. And this basic information and this basic understanding, they are there in Srila Prabhupada's books. And Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have given us this very simple method of understanding who we are. It is such a simple method. Prabhupada says that Srila Prabhupada concludes, it's in the Bhagavata, in the purport, one need not undergo severe penances for many thousands of years. One need only learn how to love Krishna and be always engaged in His service. Sevon mukehi jivhadau swayam eva spuratyada. So Prabhupada quotes this particular second part, which I mentioned in the first part, is Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunoy. This Sevon mukehi jivhadau. So it's such a simple process. Just like Prabhupada has this very famous quote,
We will go, as far as we are concerned, we will go back home, back to Godhead just by eating this gulab jamun. So because eating that gulab jamun was also, it's not just that, you know, everybody just goes to a sweet shop and buys gulab jamun and starts stuffing their mouth with gulab jamun to go back to Godhead. The essential part was that gulab jamun is the remnants of the Lord's, of what, of the food that Lord has tasted. It is prasad, it is mercy of the Lord. And by honoring that remnant of the food that the Lord has tasted, we are actually purifying ourselves. In fact, one of the places Prabhupada mentions, I don't remember, maybe in Bhagavad Gita, that prasad is like before you give vaccine. Yeah, it's a vaccine. So it goes inside and it protects you from inside. It's a prophylactic. So this prasad, if you understand its actual potency, what it is. So when Prabhupada was saying that for as far as we are concerned, we will go back home, back to Godhead just by eating this gulab jamun, Prabhupada is the pure devotee of the Lord. So when he said that, it is like that. So we are not able to understand or comprehend what Prabhupada is saying. And many people actually don't understand. And that is why for many people it becomes, how can it be so simple? Itna simple kaise ho sakta hai? Because traditionally in India, if you are a devotional person or a devout person, your measure of your devotional attributes is by how austere you are, how much tapasya you perform. That is the measure. You know, you fast so many days without even drinking water, or we don't even swallow our saliva, we spit it out, you know. So how much more you torture your body, that is seen as a measure of being a person being very devotional. But on the other hand, when Prabhupada says that we go back home, back to Godhead just by eating this gulab jamun, then it becomes something which people absolutely, they just can't understand how it is possible. Because eating gulab jamun is not anything which is like torturous. Rather, everybody would like to eat gulab jamun. But it's not just the act of eating gulab jamun. It is the understanding that if we engage our senses in tasting the food, remnants of the food that the Lord has tasted, in the full understanding that this is remnants of the Lord's food, of what Lord has tasted. So in order to have that kind of a mindset, that kind of an understanding, it is important that we read scriptures which explain these subject matters to us. Like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, which Srila Prabhupada has given. So therefore Prabhupada is mentioning this purport which is quoted in the purport to this verse. Prabhupada's disciples have quoted the purport to 10.3.38. So there Prabhupada says, one need not undergo severe penances. One need only learn how to love Krishna and always be engaged in His service. So sevon mukhe hi jivhadav. So this particular tongue, you know, just by engaging our tongue, it is very easy to go back home. So tongue is a very, very, I have mentioned this in my previous classes also. It's a very funny thing. We have so many sense organs. We have the eyes, we have nostrils, we have ears, we have the tongue, and we have the skin. But if you observe, eyes, nostrils and ears, they are two in number. But their function is only one. Both the eyes help us see. Both the ears help us hear. Both the nostrils help us to smell. So there's two of them, but the function is one. In case of tongue, it is different. It is only one. There is only one tongue. But the function is dual. Tongue helps us to taste food, and at the same time, tongue is used for speaking. You know? So tongue is tasting food and speaking. There are dual functions to the tongue. So therefore, in the scriptures, this verse specifically mentions sevon mukhe hi jivha dao. That means jivha adao. First engage the tongue. First we engage the tongue, then all other senses will automatically fall in line. Because it is very difficult to engage the tongue. Because it is one which has dual function. So how do we engage this dual functioned tongue in the service of the Lord? One is, we eat only what is offered to Krishna. Whatever we put into our mouth and taste with our tongue should be prasad. And second, whatever we speak should be Krishna Katha or related to Krishna Katha. We should not speak anything which is mundane. Oh, you know what happened yesterday and so on and so on. So many things. It's very easy to get into that, but still, you know, I don't claim that I am very perfect, but I am just trying to repeat what I have heard from Srila Prabhupada. And this is Prabhupada mentions here, then one can very easily go back to Godhead, instead of bringing the Lord here for some material purpose. And how we engage a very easy form of engaging the tongue in speaking? By chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Why? Because when you chant the Hare Krishna mantra, the tongue, the speech faculty of the tongue is engaged in the service of the Lord. And not only that, actually there is no difference between the name of the Lord and the Lord Himself. Nama Nami Abhinatva. So therefore, what is happening is we are directly associating with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of His name. And by such association, like Prabhupada used to give this famous example of the iron rod. An iron rod which is placed in fire for a prolonged period of time, gradually it takes over the properties of the fire. It becomes like fire. So when you take the iron rod out of fire, you touch it to something else which is inflammable, that will also start burning. Because that rod has become like fire because of prolonged association with the fire. So similarly, if we chant, by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, we gradually develop our relationship with the Supreme Lord and thus attain the perfection called Swarup Siddhi. So we should take advantage of this benediction and go back home, back to Godhead. So we should take advantage of this particular great institution of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, which Srila Prabhupada has given us, for our own purification, for our own advancement in Krishna consciousness, and at the same time to become instruments to introduce this science to the people at large. Because then only, there is a famous saying, if you share your happiness, it just increases. So, a good thing, when shared with others, it increases. So therefore, as long as we share this, you know, we ourselves will also experience the presence and the presence of Krishna within our own life, and we will be able to actually, as Prabhupada used to say, go back home, back to Godhead within this life itself. So, I'll end here. Time is up. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If anybody has any comments or any corrections, all my friends from the Vidyapit. Yes, Mataji has a question.
नमस्ते गुरुजी, मैं फर्स्ट टाइम जब हरे कृष्णा मंदिर में आई थी संडे को मई 98 में, तो मैंने उस दिन प्रसाद खाया और उसी दिन शाम को मुझे एक लड़के से मिलना था शादी के लिए. एक डॉक्टर ने मुझे इंट्रोड्यूस किया था और वो मुझे रेडियो क्लब के बार रूम में लेके गया और वहां पर कहा सूप ऑर्डर करने के लिए. तो तो उस दिन मैंने प्रसाद खाया था तो मुझे नहीं मालूम उसका इफेक्ट मेरे पे हो रहा है, पर मैंने उस दिन जब वो बार रूम में लेके गया, फैमिली रूम में नहीं, बार रूम में सूप ऑर्डर करने के लिए, तो जैसे मैं एंटर हो रही थी ना तो मुझे वहां की जो विस्की शराब की वो ना वो माहौल मुझे ठीक नहीं लगा, और उसने जब सूप ऑर्डर किया सो नॉनवेज जैसी स्मेल आ रही थी ना, और मैं उठ के भाग गई। फिर मैं सबसे कहती हूं कभी भी आना यहां पर तो प्रसाद खा के ही जाना।
थैंक यू। सो वी कैन हियर सच लाइव, सो मेनी डिवोटीज विल हैव सो मेनी एक्सपीरियंसेस राइट नाउ। माताजी हैज शेयर्ड वन ऑफ आवर एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ अबाउट द इफेक्ट ऑफ प्रसाद।
गुरुजी अभी प्रसाद का इतना इफेक्ट हो गया है मेरे माइंड पे, मैं तब से आ रही हूं 98 से, हर संडे मैं अभी मैं किधर भी जाती हूं ना, किसी के घर पे भी, अभी मुझे यहां का जैसा माहौल वो खाने का स्वाद नहीं मिलता है ना, वैसे मैं उनके यहां भी नहीं खाती हूं।
सो आई डोंट हैव टू स्पीक मच मोर अबाउट द इफेक्ट्स ऑफ प्रसाद। सो दिस इज सच अ नाइस रेवलेशन। हम सब ऑल ऑफ अस विल ऑल्सो बी हैविंग सच सो मेनी सच एक्सपीरियंसेस। सो वील एंड यर। थैंक यू माताजी। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवत महापुराण की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। समवेत गौर भक्तवृंद की जय।